Hey, subscribers, Mike Malloy here. It is the weekend bonus here that you are tuned into. It is the 4th of November, 2023. I didn't do a bonus Friday night, as you know, if you're a subscriber. So I'm going to try to make this weekend bonus a little bit longer. For my part, I have been watching BBC quite a bit to get accurate news coverage as to what's going on, not just in the Middle East over this horror that is occurring, but also BBC's facilities around the world, whether they're in Jerusalem or Washington, D.C., or in Gaza, or in London. BBC, of course, has the ability and the expertise to cover the planet with television news, and there is a complete lack of commercials, which you don't find on American television, especially not on the weekend. So anyway, I've spent so much of today, Saturday, looking at various news feeds from the BBC from different cities around the world. Melbourne, Australia is another one. And what I've learned is something that I've known for a long time, that what Israel is doing to the Palestinians is horrifying. The attack that killed 1,400 Israelis is also horrifying. Here we have two groups of people: Israeli Jews, Palestinian Muslims, both of whom have been treated like shit for such a long time, especially the Jews. And both of them now are in a fight to the death, literally, over a strip of land bordering the Mediterranean and three or four other countries in the Middle East. And they are willing to kill each other's children, bomb each other's cities, torture each other in a manner beyond description, burn each other's children and parents alive. I mean, it's fucking horrible. This is a reduction of human beings involved in this to the point where their humanity is no longer evident. And if their humanity is no longer evident, then to my way of thinking, they've stopped being a human being, unless we want to believe that human beings are destructive beasts, and what we have done over the course of our history is nothing but destroy. And I guess a good argument could be made for that. But I persist in thinking that there is something decent and honorable that has evolved in human beings, and this has nothing to do with this filthy goddamn religious crap, which is one of the things that's driving this horror, this genocide, if you will, in the Middle East. It's a kind of horror that only religious/nationalist insanity can bring about. And we're watching it. It's happening. It's happening for the past month now. I know it's hard to believe that this has been going on for a month, but it has, and it's going to continue. I honestly do not see an end to this. And I don't see an end to it primarily because of the intransigence of not just Israel, but also of the United States. We have made it very clear over the past 75 years that any atrocity committed by the Israelis will be accepted, tolerated, and in a manner of speaking, pardoned by the United States, especially where it concerned many attempts over the past 75 years in the United Nations to try to condemn the activities of the State of Israel. Now, I said last week that I realized I'd take a hell of a chance in alienating a huge segment of my listeners when I take on this issue, especially my Jewish listeners. But I have watched demonstrations now in Jerusalem and in Washington, D.C., and in London, where thousands of Jews have gotten together to protest what their own government is doing in Gaza. These are Jews who do not live, well, the ones in Washington, of course, live here, Jewish citizens in New York. I have watched this. So I'm going to take a chance that I'm on relatively safe ground with my criticism of Israel. I have already condemned Hamas to the extent that I feel like I'm capable of condemning them. What they did in the killing of 1,500 Jews on October 7th was a war crime, a crime against humanity. It was filthy, degenerate, demonic. I've repeated that over and over and over again. But what we're involved in now is massive increases in the amount of slaughter and killing and destruction that is going on thanks to the Israeli Defense Forces. This is a war of the slaughter of children. Are you aware of that? I believe the number now, if anybody's keeping track, the number of dead Palestinian children, Gazan children, and children in the West Bank, the number is over 4,000. As the Jews had a generation of their children wiped out in the Holocaust, just destroyed, an entire generation. Who is to say what some of those Jewish children, had they survived, had they lived a life, what they would have developed, discovered, invented? Who's to say what all of these Palestinian children who are being slaughtered like so many pigs, what they would have developed or discovered or invented in the course of their lifetime? And the slaughter continues. It just continues, and there doesn't seem anything anybody can say to get the Israeli Defense Forces to stop. I asked a question last week, how much is enough? I asked this question when George W. Bush, insane war criminal son of a bitch that he was, invaded Iraq. Ostensibly, in terms of propaganda, so many Americans who joined the military then thought they were fighting against a country that had attacked us in Lower Manhattan on 9/11, when in fact that was the Saudis who did that. But never mind, we're Americans. We don't give a fuck about reality sometimes or history. We're inclined to listen to the bullshit that comes from a leader or leaders, whether they're political or military or religious. The slaughter that we perpetrated in Iraq. And the numbers vary. I mean, pick one. 200,000 civilians? 1 million civilians? 1.5 million? Who counts? Who cares? They were Muslims. Who gives a shit? What Israel is doing to the Palestinians is not all that different. It's the number of blown up buildings and towns, the number of dead may or may not exceed what we did in Iraq, but it is happening there. The IDF is doing it. They are killing, slaughtering civilians, which, see, I get tongue-tied again. I mean, it's very difficult for me to talk about this. Very difficult. But this has become, for the Israelis, I don't care what they call it, what Netanyahu calls it, it's a war of attrition. They're going to continue until how many thousands or tens of thousands of Gazan civilians and children are blown to pieces? How many, Mr. Netanyahu? What's it going to take? How many orders of magnitude do you have to exceed where it concerns the slaughter of 1,400 Israelis before you've had enough, before you have shed enough blood in Israel? How much, Mr. Netanyahu? The Atlantic magazine has an article out right now that, according to Caitlin Johnstone, who I'm going to quote in a moment, the writer, he calls it, well, the title of the article is "The Decolonization Narrative is Dangerous and False." And it's an article that talks about, you know, the point of view that Israel should decolonize those parts of the West Bank and Gaza that they have colonized. And as Caitlin Johnstone points out, that's a notable change in tone from the Atlantic magazine's sentiment of last year, which was decolonize Russia. You see, it's okay to decolonize Russia, fight for the Ukraine, fight for the citizens of Georgia. But when it comes to decolonizing parts of Israel, no, not so good. So that entire article in The Atlantic has been picked apart paragraph by a commentator named Sana Saeed. But according to Caitlin Johnstone, who, by the way, is in Australia, he says, for my purposes here, I'd just like to focus on one specific sentence in the article about Israel's ongoing massacre in Gaza. Here's the sentence, quote, the Israeli goal in Gaza, for practical reasons among others, is to minimize the number of Palestinian civilians killed, end quote. Caitlin Johnstone points out that if you didn't know that the Atlantic's editor-in-chief, a guy named Jeffrey Goldberg, is a former IDF prison guard, who in 2002 said that, quote, the coming invasion of Iraq, that was our invasion, will be remembered as an act of profound morality, end quote. It should astonish you that such a sentence ever went to print. Morality? Attacking the civilian population of Iraq because George W. Bush wanted to kill Saddam Hussein? Johnstone goes on, one need only look at the before and after satellite images of the bombing campaign in Gaza to see immediately that Israel is doing nothing at all to minimize the number of civilians killed. One need only look at the fact that nearly 70% of the people killed in these airstrikes have been women and children to see immediately that Israel is doing nothing to minimize the number of civilians killed. One need only listen to Israeli officials themselves saying, quote, the emphasis is on damage and not on accuracy, end quote, and, quote, Gaza will eventually turn into a city of tents, there will be no buildings, end quote, to see immediately that Israel is doing nothing to minimize the number of civilians killed. You don't get to openly declare that you're going to do a ton of damage with no regard for accuracy. You're going to carpet bomb entire neighborhoods into gravel, killing mostly women and children, and then say you're trying to minimize civilian casualties. That's not a thing. But that's exactly what the article in The Atlantic instructs us to believe. They demand that we ignore what's right in front of our faces and mistrust what we're seeing with our own eyes. Johnstone goes on, and this is his language. You see this kind of thing over and over again from Israel apologists. They tell you things you absolutely know to be false in your own direct perception, over and over and over again, in the hope that they can overwhelm your mind. That's what's happening when they tell you Israel is, quote, defending itself and, quote, targeting Hamas, when they're mostly killing women and children and bombing entire blocks into powder. And that's what's happening when they tell you over and over again that you hate Jews and love terrorists, even in political discourse lately. You'll often see people using that term to describe someone lying, or even someone just saying something they don't agree with. But that's not what the term gaslighting historically means. Merriam-Webster defines gaslighting as, quote, psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, their own perception of reality, or their own memories, end quote. And it's when you attack someone's perception of reality with such sustained aggression that the victim's psyche just kind of gives up and assumes they're not mentally competent enough to interpret reality for themselves. And that's exactly what you see Israel apologists doing day in and day out with regard to this conflict. They tell you to doubt your own eyes when you see mountain upon mountain of evidence that Israelis are raining high-tech military explosives upon an area known to be packed full of children. They tell you to doubt your own ears when Israeli officials spout genocidal rhetoric. They tell you to doubt your own intelligence when you talk about the many gaping plot holes in what we're told to believe about October 7. They tell you to doubt your own sanity when they demand that you accept unverified allegations about beheaded babies and babies cooked in ovens while ignoring the thousands of children that are being massacred in Gaza. They tell you to doubt your own beliefs when they tell you repeatedly that you're an anti-Semite for criticizing Israel, even when you know you have nothing but goodwill toward Jewish people. They tell you to doubt your own motives when they tell you repeatedly that you support terrorism and want Jews to be killed, even when you know nothing could be further from the truth. They tell you to doubt your own sense of reality when they tell you Hamas is responsible for all the death and destruction that you can plainly see is being inflicted by Israeli bombs. They're never just telling you what to believe about the word. They're just telling you what to believe about yourself. About the world. They're just telling you what to believe about yourself. This is always a telltale sign that you are being psychologically manipulated. Anytime you find yourself involved with someone who continually works to change your perception of yourself in a negative way, you should be well advised to disinvolve yourself from them as quickly as possible. Israel apologists need to do this because they don't have truth on their side and they don't have morality on their side. So all they've got is manipulation. They work so hard to distort your perception of reality because a lucid perception of reality is highly unfavorable to Israeli information interests. Don't let them do this to you. Whenever you get the sense that you are being manipulated by someone, just start ignoring their words and watch their actions instead. Their words can deceive you, but their actions, examined objectively, will tell you everything you need to know about them. An article by Caitlin Johnstone. All right, subscribers, that is my weekend offering. I will see you on Monday, I hope, in a manner of speaking. Please stay. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.